something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. You are on a mission. I'm on a mission. Understand, there's a life mission. Meaning you are here for a purpose. I was born for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. I'm not shadow boxing. I'm here for a purpose. I'm on a God-sent mission. What is your mission? Yes, my mission. It's partnership with Christ in saving souls and changing the world. Saving souls and changing the world. I'm in partnership with Him because He started it first. That's the work He came to do. That was His mission on earth. He came to save souls. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what He said. That's what He said. And I'm a partner with Him in saving that which was lost. Saving souls. Saving souls. I'm on a mission. Saving souls and changing the world. Changing the world. Because I not only bring the gospel to them to save their lives, but I show them a new way of living. There's a new way to live. There's a better way to live. Changing the world. It's your life's mission. Say, it's my mission. My mission. My mission on earth is to save souls and change the world. Oh, glory to God. We change the world by changing our world. If you change your world, you will change the world. Your world is a sphere of contact. All those that are in communication with you, all those that you can reach, all those who can reach you, that's your world. And you begin changing their lives, changing their lives with the greatest weapon on the face of the earth, the gospel of Christ's love. The gospel of Christ's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. How we can change the world. You know, I listen all the time and hear people speaking out their expectations from politicians in their various countries. And one time they vote in Labour and vote out the Conservatives. And the next time they vote in the Conservatives and vote out Labour. Or they vote in the Democrats and kick out the Republicans. When they're tired, they kick out the Democrats and bring in the Republicans. And then all around the world, you got them PPN, UPN, NPN, and Co. People are looking out for help from their politicians, and the politicians come out and promise them heaven and earth. They don't have it. Because to change a man's world, you must change him from the inside first. Until a man is changed from the inside, it doesn't matter that you change his environment. His environment will go back to the level of his thinking. He's got to change the inside first. And no one has the weapon, no one has the tools to change a man's spirits. Only the Word of God. It's like washing a cup from the outside and hoping that the inside will be clean if you just wash the outside well enough. If you have no access into that glass, into that container, into that vessel, if you have no access into it, and you decide you're going to wash the outside and hope that the inside will be clean, no, your actions will be futile. There must be access into the vessel. And a human vessel, the only access into that human spirit is the Word of God. Jesus said, "You are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you." Oh, and he has committed to my trust that living, cleansing word that I can bear it by the power of the Holy Ghost and speak it to men and cleanse their souls and cleanse their spirits. Glory to God. What an honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got the tools. I've got it. Thank God. So I can look at a man, no matter how dead he is, I've got the tools to go into his spirits. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth light unto the simple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. The man's been unbelieving. The man's been so doubtful. So he don't listen to anybody. He doesn't have faith. Doesn't have a lick of faith. But the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So if I bear the word of God, faith will come as I speak. Faith will come. Faith will come by hearing. If he will hear me, faith will come into his heart. Glory to God forever. Now I know, so I can change anybody. Oh, glory to God. We've got the tools. Come on, shout hallelujah. We've got the tools. We can change anybody. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So you have a ministry. And you have a mission. Yeah. The pursuit of purpose. Yeah. When you state your purpose is partnership with Christ in saving the world, changing the world, and discipling them. Discipling them is ministry, because when you save them and bring them into Christ, bring them into the house of God, you begin ministry, ministry of discipleship. Now you're discipling them. Glory to God. You went on your mission. Now you're carrying out ministry. Glory to God. It's clear. Mission and ministry. That's what your cell meeting is for. Mission and ministry. You are a missionary group out there. Mission. And you carry out ministry when you bring them in. You cleanse them. You teach them and upgrade their lives. And they go back changing their world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell three people, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. Tell someone, my purpose is clear. I'm on a mission. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lekos kashtongra atradiga satradiga lojondo kroske praktala hatisi. Those who call all will be filled with my spirit. Those who open their hearts will be filled with my word and my presence. Yes, you want to walk in power and in glory. It's been made available to you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So your mission is the continuation of the Master's mission and in partnership with Him. Hallelujah. You can read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. We then, as workers together with Him. Oh, glory to God. We are workers together with Him. Workers together with Him. We are in partnership. We are workers together with Him. Reaching the world and changing the world. Hallelujah. Touch someone on either side, left and right, say, we are changing the world. We're changing the world. We're changing the world. Hallelujah. Our mission is mandatory as well as a privilege. It is mandatory. And it is a privilege. Remember in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, in verse 19, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go ye therefore. It's a command. It's mandatory. Every one of us must do it. There's no option. Say this. Jesus said,
go ye therefore
and teach all nations. This is my mandate. Praise God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Sokoto, Christ Embassy, J. Allen area beside Assemblies of God Church, Sokoto, Sokoto State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling. Or to share your testimony with us, please call 0703-624-3953 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.